The return of John Beeson has been a breath of fresh air. This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, along with Brian Strickland, senior writer from Panthers.com, as we look ahead to the 2012 Carolina Panthers. And now we look at defense, Brian. And as I mentioned, Beeson being back has been just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, I still, Mike, can't shake the image in some ways of week one last year in Arizona with all the excitement. And then, you know, you see Beast go down and you figure it's not going to be good. And obviously, as you would expect, he's worked as hard as anyone to get back to full strength and look good at the end of OTAs. And obviously, you know, he's a leader out there. We need him. Thomas Davis as well. You know, along those lines, that might be something you might want to address, certainly.
Well, it's certainly one of the inspiring stories, and I know his teammates are drawing inspiration into it. I talked to James Anderson about Thomas Davis, and he is just so excited to have his running partner back out there. Now, this defense has also been energized with the draft pick of Luke Kuechly, and he has looked so mature in OTAs.
Absolutely. The number 9 overall pick, the first pick for the Panthers. You can never have enough quality depth that linebacker, and Luke's off to a flying start, very mature. Just the football savvy is just kind of off the charts with him, but also he is a rookie at the same time, and we saw some of that at OTAs. Coach Rivera pointing out, you know, that at times he could see a light bulb going off for Luke, that he was kind of getting things, and very excited to see where he is come training camp.
Well, one of the questions we get from fans here on Panthers.com is about that interior of the defensive line. Many questions about if this group's improved enough going into the season.
Yeah, I mean, we heard a lot about that in the offseason, including around draft time when the Panthers did not take a defensive tackle. You know, a lot of people were clamoring for a defensive tackle even in the first round, as you recall. But Coach Rivera has been very outspoken, he's very committed to the group at defensive tackle. Statistically, you know, there's reason to have hope there. It was a tough start to last season. Gave up about 150 yards rushing over the first 10 games of the season, but less than 100 over the 5 that followed that. And that's just, you know, in some ways, the group kind of getting up to speed with the new system.
Well, we know the defensive line coach, Eric Washington, is high on that group. He feels like they have a high motor. And when you have players that have a high motor, they can get things done. One other player with a high motor is Greg Hardy, and he's poised for a breakout year.
He's had an incredible offseason. Tough start. You know, everyone had a tough offseason last year, but especially Greg with a motorcycle accident right before training camp that certainly, I think, slowed his development early. But he's had an incredible offseason this year. He's really toned up. He's in a lot better shape. And as you said, he already has the high motor. So it's going to be exciting to see what he can do on the other side of Charles Johnson.
What newcomers are you anxious to see during this training camp?
Well, there's another guy at that position, Frank Alexander, the fourth-round pick out of Oklahoma, who was Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, and we traded up to pick him. And obviously we've already talked about Kuechly. And also, you know, Josh Norman. There's been a lot of talk about that number 2 cornerback spot. And Josh Norman, the rookie out of Coastal Carolina, along with Brandon Hogan, the second-year guy, who we didn't get to see a lot of last year. I'm excited to see that battle.
Brian, one thing we know about Josh Norman is he has the guts of a cat burglar. He will be one of the guys to watch at the 2012 training camp. And speaking of training camp, stay logged on to Panthers.com for all the latest news and information.